Laura was on fire. But nobody else was. How embarrassing. She stood in the corner, sizzling sheepishly in her cape of all flames, the only person at the party not wearing an icicle gown. The host of the party, who was sparkling so hard that Laura had to squint to look at her, scooted over to Laura, delighted with the chance to show off. Her voice had been modified so that it clinked and tinkled like a glass full of broken ice. She whispered, "Oh, it must be so hard keeping up with fashion when you're a professional sleep artist. But dear me, we simply can't have you melting my guests."